Space, the final excuse. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Still no verdict on what caused James Sykes' Toyota to up and run off with him March 8th. Toyota tested the car, found it normal.
The accelerator pedal was tested and found to be working normally with no mechanical binding or friction. The push-button power switch worked normally. The shift lever also worked normally, and neutral could be selected.
But now, federal regulators may have another lead. Cosmic rays. Yes, cosmic rays. Those tiny particles, mostly protons, traveling at near light speed from places like the Crab Nebula. Back in the old days, they simply collided with an air molecule or caused the odd mutation and had no effect on your commute. But then, computers came along. And 20 years ago, researchers found that cosmic rays hitting the tiny parts inside computer chips could cause errors. That's where a computer will make up a number literally out of the blue. It's a big problem in space, which is why the space shuttle has four redundant computers. But cosmic rays are also suspected in a number of unexplained aircraft incidents. And now, scientists have found that the solar wind, which ordinarily helps divert cosmic rays away from the Earth, is at its lowest ebb in 100 years. Coincidence? Toyota says its computers are robust against this type of interference. But until they figure it out, let's review. Hit the brake hard, shift into neutral, hold down the off button, and when the officer pulls up, you just say, "Officer, would you believe stray protons from the Crab Nebula?" Cops really like funny voices. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.